want it. Hey, Vanya, how are you doing?
Hi, Mike Jensen. How are you?
I was just saying there are like things happening, but I'm like, I guess we'll, you know, save it and talk. For one thing, my internet's not working. And
oh, no.
So here's the thing. I feel like we may have talked about this before. I have a very long apartment.
Yeah, you do.
But my friend Dana, hi Dana, got me this really good wireless router that's supposed to cover, you know, they were like, it will cover a football field, which my apartment is certainly not as big as a football field.
Right.
But even in addition to that, I then got like an extender. Which works sometimes. And I'm like, you know what, internet, on whenever you're ready. You know what I mean? I don't want to, I'm not trying to pressure anybody. So I don't have any internet. So if there was anything that I was going to look up, I will not be able to.
I can look it up for you. We could do it on the fly. You can filler while I look up some, you know, we'll be like real time. It'll be like the network.
I think I'm mostly fine. It's just very frustrating that it's not working. But let's just go about it and see how we do.
Okay.
How are you doing? I was listening to your other podcast. I'm not all the way through it, but I heard all your portion. So I've heard some about your week.
Yes. So if you've listened to Rom Crime, I had to divulge that I taught my son how to swim this week. Well, it was like my goal was like to take him to the community pool every single day for at least 15 minutes a day. Honestly, as much as I can this summer. And so it was on the 5th or 6th day and he started doing it. And, you know, I'm a swimmer, but I never really taught it. Mm-hmm. But anyways, it was such a wonderful moment, and I'm still living off that high. So this is maybe a little, don't judge yourself, honey. Just talk, right? Right.
Yeah.
So like I've talked before where I'm like, nothing ever seems like it's going to be okay. Like I get in modes where maybe it's a little depression, maybe it's a little anxiety. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like anything you do just doesn't move anything forward. You know, it just feels like you can't win. Teaching him how to swim was like, I have a new inspiration on life. I like believe in hope again. I know that sounds insane. And I'm not like hopeless, but like, you know, that you get in those little ruts and I'm like, dang, because my kids don't listen to anything I say. You know, I can't teach them to do anything. But guess what else happened this week? Amelia, my daughter, had her first piano recital.
Oh, that's exciting.
And she's only been playing for like a couple months, so you know, it wasn't anything insane. She played Pop Goes the Weasel, but it did have the left hand too. So for any of you who know anything about piano, the left hand is hard and you have to do them both at the same time. It's really hard.
I can't do it. I legitimately can't do it. I may have said this on the podcast before that I took piano lessons for a year, like a school year. And halfway through the year, my teacher said to me, maybe we're just going to work on theory. Because I couldn't, like, I cannot make, it's why I can kind of like strum a guitar. Because I can like place and strum. But I cannot like do this with one hand and this. You know what I was going to do? I can't do jazz hands with both hands.
Oh my God.
I can only do my left.
No, stop, Mike.
I can't make the right hand go.
Oh my God,
isn't that weird?
That's insane.
How ridiculous does that look? I can't do it. Like, I literally, like, the left hand is great and the right hand is like, I can move. Like, it's so silly. But your daughter is more talented than I am. Just go ahead and know that right now.
I wouldn't go that far, honestly. But I will say that she practiced her balls off and she has no balls.
That's where they went. Now
we know. No testicles are gone. They're in her piano hands. No, but she was so nervous. I forget. My son couldn't go. Oh, he had... Let's just say this. I thought he had a stomach bug. Turns out he had an entire bowl of cherries and told me he swallowed 5 seeds. So anyways, he was having some gastric distress. So my husband stayed home with him for the recital, which was in like a church, and it was pretty and everything was great. And she turned to me and she was all cute in a dress. And she goes, I'm really nervous, Mom. I feel my heart. And so we're sitting in the church with everybody and they're calling people up and I feel her heart's like beating out of it. And I was like, take a deep breath, babe. Anyways, I kind of massaged her hands and I was like, just, you know, don't forget to breathe. Have fun. You've practiced a lot. It's that thing you tell everybody. But she went up there. It was flawless. I mean, you know, she killed Pop Goes the Weasel. And I can't tell you the pride I felt. Like, this was a week of pride for my kids this week. I was like, dang, I like you guys now. I'm kidding. I'm always like them. You know what I mean? It was amazing. It was really, it's just cool to see Like, you could teach dogs tricks and you're like, oh my God, look, they lay down, they stand, etc. And kids, they're a little, my children, I feel like I can't control anything they do. So this was a good, it was a good week for me. How was your week?
That's, my week's been okay. I want to talk about your week just a little bit more though, okay. Because I think that it's so great to like learn about nerves and learn how to deal with nerves a young age. Like, I think that's such a great thing to like set yourself up for. And to like continuously have that be something that you acknowledge and work on. Cause I think about, yes. And I swear that I'm not going to get like maudlin with this, but I think about a time that I could get up on any stage and be totally in my own skin.
Absolutely.
And it's just been so long that the idea of doing it now is like terrifying. Yeah. And so it's just those good things to like learn and then stay with, which is maybe my way of saying that I should try to get on a stage at some point.
I love that.
Yeah. It's been a pretty fun week. This is literally what I wrote. Saw Mr. Saturday Dance, which is not the name of the musical that I saw.
Okay.
The musical that I saw, and now I have to explain the least funny joke ever. The least funny joke that makes me laugh every time. Because there's a musical based on a movie, and it's called Mr. Saturday Night, and it's Billy Crystal. And, like, I have memories of this movie existing. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was, like, 1992. I never saw it. So they turned it into a musical, and I did see it last night. It's funny because it was like the last, other than Funny Girl, which we'll get to, it was like the last running musical that I hadn't seen. And my only shot to see it was last night. That's kind of changed now. But the other thing to say was that the week before I wasn't able to see it, partly because I had my friend Eric staying here. But the other reason was because they canceled every show last week because Billy Crystal had COVID.
No.
So like they shut the show down for an entire week. And it was going to be back by Tuesday. So I was like, all right, well, that's my one shot. So I entered the lottery on Monday and won. And I never win those things.
He doesn't, yeah. Guys. He does not.
I never do, ever. Like, I need someone else to win it for me because I never win. So I won the lottery on Monday to see it Tuesday. And I saw it last night. And it was very sweet. And this is so dumb. So I call it Mr. Saturday Dance because for some reason, that sounds like, you know that song, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, where it's like, Miss the Saturday Dance, but I always sing Mr. Saturday Dance. It's not funny. You don't have to laugh, but it makes me laugh every, acknowledging that it's the least funny joke ever. I laugh every time. It was really fun. It's very sweet, very like old fashioned, like old school kind of musical. I will say, like, I guess it goes without saying, but Billy Crystal's comedic timing, and we've discussed on this podcast before how difficult it is to do stand-up in non-stand-up form, like on a TV show or in a film. His stuff is so funny, and like it felt very fresh, and clearly he's done it many times a week doing this show. But just like, it was really inspiring to see this guy who's been in the business for so long get on stage and be so commanding of an audience. And I guess this happens every night that he stays on stage and does like a brief talk back with the audience. And I was gonna leave. I was like, I actually don't love talk backs. They kind of make me nervous.
Yeah.
But he was so at ease with the audience and like knew how to play with whatever was said. It was really, really cool. And then the actress playing his daughter is Shoshana Bean, and she's very big in like the theater community, particularly among the gays. And I have to admit that I don't know her at all. Like, I know that she played Elphaba at one point, and I know that like people like watch her Defying Gravities, and like there's all the opinions about who the best Elphaba was, and I don't know her. Like, I didn't know, and I don't mean that in a Mariah Carey kind of way. Like, I literally just don't, I don't know her work. And she has a Tony nomination, and I kind of thought like, oh, well, she probably just like sings her face off. And she doesn't really, like, they don't give her, she doesn't have like a big soaring number. Like, she sings and sings beautifully, but her acting was so lovely. She was just really, really enjoyable to watch on stage. So it was fun. I really enjoyed seeing that. I also have enjoyed this week. I talked last week about how I was finishing up the workout routine that I didn't care for that much. So it's been really nice this week, like getting back to my stuff and like doing what I like to do. I will say that starts Monday, that I did the first time that I did a 5-mile run since like last fall. And my body hated me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I did it. Like, it took me a little longer. The second half, I did a little more walking than I usually do.
Good for you, Mike.
But, like, a half an hour later, my legs were like, what the F did you just do to us? Like, yeah, I definitely felt it. But it also brings up a couple of, like, fun. Like, I bought this crazy, oh, I meant to bring it in. I bought this, like, crazy, like, massage gun.
Ooh.
It's really good. Like, it's, like, really intense. Someone made a joke of, like, oh, Mike got a sex toy. You would die. Like, there's no way. Like, Honestly, like, it's so intense.
I know what you're talking about. Like, I've seen, there's a brand called Tiger Tail, but it's like it punches your muscles very, very hard.
I think this one is like Hyper Ice, and it actually was a recommendation from Annabelle, who uses it because she's a runner. I think she also got it during, like, when she was back to waiting tables, because, like, waiting tables hurts your body. Like, it's a lot of physical work. So, like, I've been using that, and that's been really, really great. I got these new weights also that are kind of behind me that you can't really see, but, like, new adjustable ones where you, like, pull out the little clip and then, like, crank it over and then clip it back together, and it can be all these different. So that's been fun. It's been fun, like, getting back to, like, my routine and, like, doing the workouts that I enjoy. So, and that's the thing that I always say to anyone that's interested in working out is, like, figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much easier to stick with something that, like, you enjoy to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So.
I'm still on the path, but I worked out today. I worked out this morning. I did some weight training.
I know. I think we worked out together. Yeah. I feel like I finished up and it was like, Vanya just finished a workout. I'm like, I think Vanya and I just worked out together. That's exciting.
My favorite. Yeah. I love that.
It's funny how often that happens, though.
I know. I'm like, I can sense it. I'm like, well, Mike works out every day. I do not. But, you know, I'm like, oh, I should be doing it right now. I love that. Well, that's
so
great.
That's kind of it. I did buy a suit. I'm going to, I mean, if everything goes well, I'm going to the Tony's after party for Six this weekend.
That's exciting.
Which I'm very excited about. Yeah, so I bought a new suit coat, and I didn't buy the pants that went with it because I'm like, I think I have pants that match. But, like, you know that then you get home and, like, it almost matches. But because it almost matches, like, it's worse than it just not matching at all.
Yep,
so
You either want it to be too, you want it to be off enough, not too close.
Yeah. And it's not. So back to the store to buy pants today. But that's fine. It'll be
cute. You need it. You need them. I'm sorry, guys. Just as a best friend here, Mike needs a suit. You need a suit. You know?
I do. And I have a dark gray suit that's been kind of my go-to. Right. But like, this is like a nice sort of like tan. It's cute. We'll take pictures and I'll post something and you can see what I wear to the Tony party.
It hit.
Yeah, I'm very excited. Well, also, I kind of brought this up. I did get tickets to see Funny Girl, which I'm seeing this Sunday. Which is exciting because I like to see a show the day of the Tonys. Vaguely less exciting because yesterday they announced that the lead, Beanie Feldstein, has COVID.
No! So
I probably won't be seeing her. And, you know, she's gotten mixed reviews. And so some people are like, well, that's cool. You'll see the understudy. I'm sure that she's great. I wanted to see Beanie. Like, I wanted to have, like, my own opinion about it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. I'm still excited to see the show. Well, I'll have all that to talk about next week. But
great. I can't wait.
So there you go. That's basically my week. What should I... I have another... I feel like last week I had nothing to talk about, which of course means this week I have, like, four things that I'm going to try to, like, shoehorn in. But what are you digging this week?
So I am a little spastic because... I have also I don't know what happened this week. I think that I finally had a moment in my brain where I'm like, I'm allowed to enjoy things. I don't know what's happening with me guys right now. So I was like, I'm watching stuff. I'm still enjoying Julia. The acting is so good. I finished the series, The Winning Time, the Lakers thing on HBO. It was good. I think I hear my son yelling for me. So if someone is running in, I apologize in advance because it's just he and I right now. But I got my son all set up with like snacks and drinks. And anyways, the dog might be eating them. Apologies. But anyways, so but the thing about the Lakers show, okay, Sally Field.
New selling point. I didn't know that she was in that.
I have always loved her. I'll say that. Yeah. But I wasn't expecting to see her chops because it's such a, there's so many characters in the show. I thought she was kind of like a side character. So I was very thrilled with that. The guy, C. Riley, what's his name? Something C. Riley. So he's doing a really good job, but his character is just like so yucky. There's like a place, there's a moment, because he's just like a sex addict and does whatever. But like there's a scene where he like, I don't know. It's just, I'm just like, ugh. So whatever. That was maybe more of a not digging. But okay. So what I really, really am digging, and then I'm going to go on and on. So,
okay, go on, do
it. What I really am digging is I've been watching on Apple Plus. It's called Prehistoric Planet, and it is hosted by David Attenborough, who does like the Planet Earth and the Blue Planet series, you know, the British broadcaster guy. It is freaking crazy. It looks so good. It feels like a real nature doc. I'm watching. It's a series. And my son loves dinosaurs. I'm just saying, you guys, if you have any interest in that, you like documentaries, it's fascinating. It's riveting. And you can, I mean, you know that like they're not shooting dinosaurs, but just feels really real. Have you heard of that yet, Mike? That
I
show?
I have not. What is it called?
It's called Prehistoric Planet.
Okay.
Prehistoric. And so it's like all dinosaur stuff, but you know, it was really good. Okay, so the next thing I want to just quickly go over is I am so excited and a little overwhelmed by the amount of TV coming back. And so I'm so thrilled to be watching the return of What We Do in the Shadows, which comes out July 12th. Yes. And then I think I'm excited about House of Dragon on HBO Max. It's the Targaryen. It's supposed to take place 200 years before Game of Thrones world or whatever. House of Targaryen. What else is coming in? I'm interested to check out Miss Marvel about Kamala Khan. It's Marvel's first Muslim superhero. Kind of fun. Also, She-Hulk. I know this is... I love a summer blockbuster. She-Hulk, it's played by Tatiana Maslany, who... Remember Orphan Black?
Yeah,
God damn, she's a great
amazing.
Actress.
And yeah,
she's got comedic timing, too. I'm just excited for that. I don't think I'm going to watch Westworld. Maybe I will. I don't know, but that's coming back. Oh, and you know what I definitely will be watching? Only Murders in the Building, and that's June 28th.
So
I cannot wait.
Very
There's so much.
That.
I mean, I could go on and on, but that's where I'm feeling excited and overwhelmed.
Yeah, I kind of have the same thing, and that's sort of where I've ended up sort of falling because there's so much happening. I have to say that I haven't started watching either of the first two shows that you mentioned, but they're both on my short list. I am going to watch them both. I'm watching The Boys, which I'm not recommending.
Yeah.
Like I'm so, it's so dark and it's so violent.
I watched the first season and it really, it left
tough.
Me feeling real disturbed. I don't like feeling
I
like
that.
Yeah,
I hope that it doesn't go on forever. Like, I hope that it's one of those series that doesn't, I don't know. Anyways, that's not a recommendation, just saying what I'm watching right now.
Yeah.
This is another one that I said that I didn't recommend, and I'm going to still say that it's tough. I didn't even realize they were working on a second season. So when one day I just turned on my television and there was a thing for the second season of Physical starring Rose Byrne, I was like, oh, wow, it's back for a second season. I will say that like going to watch it and seeing that the first episode is like 32 minutes long, I was like, ah, sweet relief. Because everything's
good.
So long. Right. Like I was like, okay, I can do this. It's a dark show. I get it. Like it is dark. But Rose Byrne is so... good in it. And Deirdre Friel, who doesn't have a ton of credits, but sort of plays her friend. Like, she sort of hates her, but, like, they're friends. Her character's so interesting and complex. So I'm really super into that. I also feel like I have to correct something that I said a few months ago when I was talking about last year's movies and how there was nothing that I felt like I needed to own. Because I totally had overlooked a movie that we talked about. I think we talked about it for like 8 weeks in a row last summer.
Yeah.
And that was In the Heights, which I just got the Blu-ray of. And there's so much like behind the scenes, like documentary.
I love that stuff.
It's so much fun. I watched all of it and I'm excited to like keep exploring it. Another Blu-ray that I just bought is not new. It's from literally like... this is a video from decades ago, and I can't believe that I'd never seen it. But PBS just aired a documentary, Keeping Company with Sondheim, which is about the revival of Company that's currently on Broadway, starring Katrina Lenk. And the whole idea is that they've taken this character of Bobby that was originally a male character and changed it to a female character. I think we may have talked about it a little bit. I got to see it like a month or so ago.
Yeah.
I really loved it. She got kind of mixed reviews. I thought she was amazing. I thought the whole cast was incredible. I thought it was a great production, but they also keep referring, and I'd heard about this before, that there was a pilot made back in the 60s that was going to be about cast album recordings, and they had this guy do a pilot by filming the recording. If people don't know this, in general, cast recordings get done on one day.
Wow.
Like the cast gets, it's usually a Monday because that's the day that shows are dark. You get there in the morning, you spend all day, and then by the end of the day, you've recorded your cast recording. So they followed this recording of the original Broadway company of Company and then turned it into this pilot. And then the guy that commissioned it ended up becoming a bigwig in Hollywood and it never went to series. So there's this one episode that they released, I'm guessing back in the day as VHS. And then I just got it on Blu-ray because the Blu-ray has all like, it has like interviews with Sondheim and all this other behind the scenes stuff and like commentary on the documentary. I'm really excited to keep exploring that. I feel like I might have to like bring it next time we visit so that we can watch it.
I'd like to watch that with you.
It is fascinating, and it's not super long. It's like 50 minutes long, but it is so interesting to watch like Sondheim in the room with these musicians and singers where he'll go up and he'll be like, I think this is supposed to be an A flat, and over time it's become an A. And they'll go through and be like, oh yeah, no, I've changed that note. And of course, like, his ear is just so, and it's his music.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And like, it sort of culminates in, like, what it's most famous for is that due to certain circumstances, they save Ladies Who Lunch, which is at that point, like, Elaine Stritch played the role. They save it for last and she just can't get it. Like, they keep like lowering the key and it's just not working. And it's really like sort of difficult to watch, but also fascinating to watch this artist like struggling with this song and struggling with this moment. Anyway, it's incredible. All of that is to say, none of those are the thing that I'm digging this week, because what I'm digging is I finally broke down. I said I wouldn't watch it. I never watch these because they tend to annoy me because I don't like the judging and eliminating process. But I finally decided to watch RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars, All Winners. Vanya, it's so good.
Oh, yay.
It's so good. It's on Paramount Plus.
Okay,
I want to say there are maybe 3 episodes, maybe 4 that have already happened. Watch it. I cannot recommend it enough. I've never been a fan of All Stars in the past because I don't like, it comes down to like the contestants sending someone home,
yeah,
which in my opinion means that good people always go home. Like, yeah, it's always, yeah. So it's always been very frustrating. So 2 things. A, it's all winners. So every single contestant is someone who has won their season of Drag Race.
Wow.
So it is the best contestants. Like, everyone is so good.
Oh my God.
On top of that, it's not a spoiler. They tell you this fairly early on. No one goes home. Every contestant stays for the entire run of the show, and it's based on a point system as to who qualifies for the end. It's so much fun to watch. The second episode is Snatch Game.
Oh, I love Snatch Game.
It is the best Snatch Game. It is incredible.
Oh, God.
Everyone has to play 2 characters.
Oh, my God.
Did you watch the season with Jinx Monsoon?
Yes.
I love Jinx so much. She's so funny. Like, her little asides are so good. It's incredible. That's all that I'm going to say. Paramount Plus, watch it.
Can't
it is
wait.
Joyful. It is so much fun to watch. So everyone is good. Trinity the Tuck, who I have to say, I always thought was like very pretty and like good. Like, I enjoyed her. I had nothing against her. Who is this? She's so funny. Like, she's become, like, yeah, anyways, watch it. Raja is back from, I think, season 2 or 3, and it's so fun to watch someone, like, old school. Everyone's good. Check it out. Can't recommend it enough. RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars, All Winners. Totally
worth it. That makes me so happy. I can't wait.
Get it. So, anything you could do without this week?
You know, just gonna say again, the COVID is rearing its ugly head in our community again. And like, one of the kids in my, this is her last week of school. They literally have, you know, today, tomorrow, and one more day. And they're all on like protocol, whatever it is, you know, like, fortunately my daughter wasn't a close contact, but still in the same classroom, and they're not wearing masks in the classroom unless, you know, somebody has a pre-existing type condition. It's just such an extra stress level. The kids are freaked out sometimes, you know, by it. It's just, and we only have a couple more days. I'm like, let's just get through this week. That's what I could do without. And I understand it's something that's we're going to have to deal with for a while in the future. And it's interesting, too, because I think, I'm not exactly sure, but we both, my husband and I, got alerts on our phone. It's like, you were possibly a close contact to someone who registered on May 29th or the 30th. So be sure to take. Yeah. And I was like, Jesus. I mean, he has to take tests every day when he goes into his office. And I give my son one like all the time because, you know, he's just a dripping little faucet. Like, he's always right. Sick, you know. And I gave him my daughter one. She's negative. But still, I don't know. Like, I feel like, I mean, Billy Crystal gets it. Everybody's getting it. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And I know it's not a great thing for us to be getting it. Yes, it doesn't seem like it's necessarily a death sentence, but it's still, I just want it to stop, Mike. That's all.
And it's hard because we keep kind of getting to that place of like, we think it's over and then it's not over. And I don't know. Like, I don't know how long.
Exhausting.
I don't know. Yeah, it is.
How about
so
you?
I am going to talk about the thing that I wasn't digging beforehand. I do want to just say an update on my internet Now when I try to go to a website, it's like, this website is impersonating a website to try to steal all of your information.
Jeez.
So I've logged out of the internet. I don't know what that's about, but that's not fun. So anyway, that's not what I was going to talk about. This is what I was going to talk about. And I'm going to have some notes on the art. I know we don't really like to criticize works of art. So I finished Under the Banner of Heaven.
Okay, yeah, I'm interested.
And the main note that I want to give is and maybe this is just me, if it's like a real life thing, I need a what happened next at the end. I need like a so-and-so was sentenced or so-and-so went to jail or so-and-so. And this doesn't give you any of that. And so I was left kind of like unsatisfied, just being like, but what happened next? Like, did this guy stay in the church? Like, part of the struggle of the series is that this lead detective who is a faithful Mormon sort of like questions his faith because of all of the things that he finds out while doing this investigation. Also, like, the wife at one point is like, I'm taking the children and leaving because I need to be with someone who believes. And I'm like, it's been like 4 days. Like, maybe give the guy a break. So I'm just like, there were little things like that, that I was like, I needed a little like clarification. But here's, and now I'm going to get a little existential. And so we'll see how far I go with this. It made me really sad as I finished the series. And I'm going to not become emotional because that seems sort of silly. But like, I think about, I loved this church. You know, I spent the first, you know, decade and a half, 2 decades of my life really believing in this thing. And then even when I left the church, I still carried a fondness for it. I still feel like I carried like a pride for it. It felt like I came from a people, you know, like I came from this group of people who had been, you know, persecuted and driven out. And I know that there are multiple sides to any story, or, you know, most stories, but it was depressing to me to get to the end of this and think about all of these things that are kind of revealed and kind of think like, it's so shitty. And like every religion has a shitty background. There isn't a single one that you can't find that was not a good look,
right?
You know, but it made me really sad. Like, I definitely finished this series and just felt sad. And I think about my parents who have both passed away, and both of them had such faith in this organization and this religion. And I'm really glad they had that on one hand, and it also makes me sad on another hand, where I just think, I don't know, to have given so much of yourself to something and then to see this like ugly, ugly backstory. And
it's what you were talking about with, you know, separating the artist from the person. It's like, can you separate the bloody history to the, I mean, there's a lot of faiths that do so much good in the world, but it's really hard to focus on that, because when you hear about whatever, you know, horrible thing happened in whatever, choose any religion, you know, you could focus on that and you'd be like, hypocrisy. But there is, if you can just focus on the positivity, which is tough to do because you feel, as long as you're not under like the cult thumb of religion in a way, you know, I think it's great that people find solace in and things. And like, I remember doing research for Rom Crime for this Indian killing that happened, and they were talking about the caste system, and they were talking about conversion, you know, Hindus converting to Christianity. And one of the people talking about like, they didn't like, cause you know, God, their God doesn't love them equally necessarily. So it's like the idea that God loves you no matter what. What a wonderful thought. Like, this omnipotent being loves you. It's can't be bad, right? I don't know. It's tough.
It's complicated. Anyway, yeah, religion.
Yep.
So
sure thing.
I guess we're not going to work it all out here.
Good point.
So I think this is sort of a, we're kind of jumping back to a thing we talked about earlier, because I didn't really have a topic. I was kind of like, hey, what's going on with you that we can talk about? And so you know, I didn't realize it was because you had been teaching your child to swim.
Inspired.
Yeah, you had talked about like learning to swim. I don't remember. Do you remember actually learning how to swim?
You know, I definitely remember I more so remember learning how to dive with my dad. Like, my dad taught me how to dive.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Same.
Really? God, yeah. I have like some serious like sharp memories of that. But I remember sort of like not knowing and then just knowing. I don't really remember how I learned how to swim exactly, but I did just, you know, somebody in the family always had a pool, so we'd just be there. I feel like I'd be, you know what I'd be doing in the beginning is just like crawling, like holding onto the edge and just going around 100 times until you like, then you can play. And I mean, swimming was such a wonderful memory of my childhood in general. For summer, you know, summer memories. It just was like the best. And it was always meant like family and just like not going to school because I was a little spazzy kid. So like being able to just play and do whatever. But also just like the feeling of swimming, the weightlessness, being able to float on your back. That was always one of my mom's favorite things. She's like, see, she taught me how to float on my back. And even still, when my mom was here a week ago, she was like showing my son. And she's like, it's just the nicest thing. She's like, I could do this for hours.
Yeah, we didn't have a pool. I remember there was a family in the neighborhood that had a pool, and it was like very cool to go and hang out at their place. And they had that dumb sign that says, we don't swim in your toilet, don't pee in our pool, which I thought was really funny at the time. And then later I was like, that's a dumb equation. Like, why would you swim in a toilet? but I also remember our vacations so often had to do with going to like a lake or a river or like a body of water of some kind. So I feel like that's also just like, you just learned how to swim because you were always in the water.
Yeah.
And I remember, did you ever come to the pool in Richland? It was called the Big Pool back in the day. Yeah.
Yes.
And there's another name for it. And it's really sad because it's really close to the high school that I went to. And it's not, you can't call it the Big Pool anymore. Like, I think they must have like, someone told me they like lost a certain amount of funding or something. Oh. So they like filled in a bunch of it. So it's really, it's like, it's a little pool now.
That's a bummer. It was, it is gigantic. It had the high dive,
which I don't think, I think that I have memories of like climbing up it and then climming down it. Like, I don't think that I was ever able to get myself to jump off of the high dive.
It was scary, guys. This was especially when you're little, real shit. Right.
Yeah, seriously. Because like, one thing off and you just belly flopped and you're in pain for the rest of your life.
True. That's I did take lessons out there. And actually, I have a memory of, because my parents were always trying to find something, whatever, for the summer. And so it's like, you know, I ended up doing like the swim team and all that fun stuff. But I was taking a lesson and this kid, his name was Zanin, very, like, I've met him as an adult again. He's very nice. Didn't go to the same school as me. But you have like a little moment to like play before your class comes up. And it was like four or five of us all like sort of roughhousing in the shallow end. And he like sat on my head underwater. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I'm going to die. I was like, I was fighting for my life and like punching him. And then I finally got up and I was like crying. And I was like, don't ever do that again. He was like laughing. Just kids are such idiots.
Kids are dumb.
I mean, I feel like I almost lost my life there, but I made it through.
Yeah. I think about, cause then we also would go to a community pool that was not our community. I feel like we were able to go because I had cousins that lived like in the nice neighborhood in Richland. And so like we would go there to their little pool. And then even when they moved away, like I don't know if we just had their pass. I don't know.
Probably had the key.
Now it seems a little shady now. But like I used to dive and my dad would like grade me, which must be exhausting as a parent. He must be like, I don't know, it was an A-. Like being a parent, I don't know how you do it. Like I look back on it now and like I used to make him like stand in the pool and then I would like do letters like is that probably annoying after a while?
Oh God, trust me, the kids want me. I mean, I'm going to have to stay with my son because he's so new to swimming for, you know, at least this year in the pool. So that's going to be a whole fun. I'm not going to get to relax a lot, but it is fun to see them because I remember having fun like that doing that.
Yeah.
Like, but they always want to play like Marco Polo or something. Like, I'm like,
okay. You're like, I just want to lie by the pool.
Yeah. It's not in my cards for at least the next year, but but that's really sweet that your dad would do that. He was one of the most patient people I know. So
he was very, very patient. So yeah, that's fun. I mean, it's a thing about, and there are pools in New York, but it's not really the same. I do love like your little community Puel is so cute.
My Puel is so cute. It is. It's nice. I think everyone should have community pools. Screw having your own pool. Like, you don't, taking care, I'm pretty sure I talked about this in the podcast, but we didn't have a pool at my house until I was like maybe 13 or something like that. And we built the retaining wall as a family. Like, my family is those people who are like, we're going to make it happen, you know, like, we're not hiring somebody for that. But also, just every year my dad, like, taking care of it and like understanding the, I don't know, chemistry of the pool, making sure it was whatever it had to be. I love having the community pool because it's just done and it's nice. It's clean, it's great, worth it.
It also feels like, have you gotten to do, as the world has opened up, and I know we just talked about how like the world is less opening and then more opening and then less opening, but like, it seems like a really cute place to like have a little get together. Like, there are little facilities there and you can like cook, right?
Yes, we did a joint birthday for my children last year because it was outside, and you know, transmission outside is much, it's more difficult to, so yes, and it was fabulous. It's just so, it's nice to be a part of the community. And truthfully, it's like the HOA is so inexpensive. I can't even, I don't know. I know this is like boring adult stuff, but it's like, I didn't, when I was looking to buy a house, some of the HOAs in Burbank or near LA were like $700 a month. And I'm like, that's a lot more than just your mortgage. And ours is under 100. It's great. Anyway, nice. I brag, but no, yeah, it's a good place to gather. In fact, we're doing an after last day of school. Hurrah there this Friday. Oh, it'll be fun.
That's fun. That's awesome. Yeah. Do you have anything random to wrap us up?
Well, I would like to wrap us up because one of my big things is sunscreen, because it's so, the UV rays out here are so GD bad. But I just thought this was an interesting fact, because as a child, my mom would put sunscreen on us, but like, not really. And then we had this like big tube of sunscreen that was in our little tiny pump house for 10 years. So I just think it's important to note that in the US, sunscreens are required to be effective for up to three years.
Oh,
so
okay.
After 3 years, throw the bottle away, mom.
That's funny. That's actually really good to know, because someone had told me 1 year and I was like, I have to buy a new sunscreen every single year. So that's nice to know that it lasts longer than that. All right. So this, my tube tub of SPF that I have behind me will suffice for the moment.
Yeah.
How about you? So mine is sort of vaguely inspired by the fact that the Tony Awards are coming up this weekend, because I was thinking about, so one of the nominees for lead actress in a musical is Mare Winningham, who's an actress who I really love. Like, I've enjoyed her through the years. Was it with you at the Hamilton lottery that Mare Winningham won the Hamilton lottery? Oh,
no.
It was someone else then.
It wasn't me.
I wonder who was with Patrick. Oh, it must have been Patrick then. That we Hamilton lottery, which, surprise, I never won. They called out Mare Winningham as a winner at the Hamilton lottery.
Everybody
when I was
looks,
there one
they're
time.
Like, what? Yeah.
And it was her. It was like, oh, hey, Mare, who couldn't apparently get a ticket to Hamilton. Yeah, so funny. It was with you, though, that I remember that someone named Megan won the Hamilton lottery. And then we sort of made the joke from 30 Rock about how there are too many Megans. Yeah. And then the next name called was also a Megan. And she was right in front of us. And she looked around and looked at us and was like, yeah, I'm Megan. Do you remember that?
I felt bad. Yes, I felt so bad, because it's that thing where you're like talking shit, because we were. And if she didn't know, which I doubt, she watched 30 Rock. But it's like, it was the St. Patrick's Day episode where everybody, all the Irish girls are called Megan. Yo, Megan.
Megan.
And she just looked
Megans.
At us. Yeah,
she just was thought we were being rude about Megan.
We're assholes. Sorry. Oopsie.
Well, there's no one I'd rather be an asshole with than you.
Oh, I love you, Mike. That's the truth, isn't it?
Love you so much. And I think my internet's working again. Update to everyone. I don't think that they're coming to steal my identity anymore. All right. So next week, I'm going to have a lot to say about the Tony Awards, So that'll. All right. So we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah. Bye, y'all.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week. Which of course means this week I have like four things that I'm going to try to like shoehorn in as best. I'm going to shoehorn those in
for the record. You just put those holes and shoe them in. Mike, they're called sex workers now. So just
sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm going to shoe sex work them in.